Om. Let us begin by, well, we say let us begin or start by turning your attention to the fact that the self has no beginning anyway. It has no sense of duration or end. So even the sense of beginning is only an invitation to turn our attention to just acknowledge that. That which is, it's not an activity, it's not an action about to be taken or taken before. So it's a deeper space, deeper inside, to simply the space of what is. Attention is now in the what is. And there's nothing apart from the what is. So even this voice speaking and the sense of listening are just movements, functions, inside the what is. And these functions, they move within the realm of time, of coming and going, appearing, disappearing, rising, falling, whatever. Often the attention that has been cultivated through conditioning tends to focus on these movements of comings and goings. This very focusing itself becomes a kind of hindrance to the recognition of the what is, which is unmoving, unstructured, formless. It is not the speaking or the hearing. It is not a guidance. It is not a voice. It is not the senses. It is not meditation. It is not a posture. It is not prayer. It is without desire. It is already so. It is already what it is. It is always what it is. It never improves. It cannot improve. It cannot decrease or increase, because it's without form. It cannot move, because it is infinite. It cannot be gained or attained or transcended, because there's nothing apart from itself that could carry out such a thing. This is the what is. The intuitive sense of self or self-awareness also appears inside the what is. The sense of feeling one's existence. Without history or imagination, is one with the what is. Sense of I and you, other, they, we, are nothing other than the what is. to keep quiet or not keep quiet has nothing to do with the what is and does not affect it. But for the term to be fulfilled, called awakening or the realization of the self, the natural sense of being and the adopted sense of personhood, and the sense of choice must turn towards being one with the what is. To, in a sense, merge with it. So that the agitation that is caused by the dualistic functioning of intention or the sense of separation that these come to an end. Coming to an end, all sense of disturbances also come to an end. The sense of the person may for a while remain just as a sense of a person, not commanding, any power or attention to itself, arising within and from the what is the power to perceive, to, let's say, experience. The what is manifest a form in order to have the sense or the taste of experiencing phenomena through the senses, through the mind. Through the mind in the form of a memory, desire, imagination, projection, creativity, identity, chiefly with the body, which is formed out of and by the awareness itself, along with the vital force and the consciousness. The body is falsely taken to be one's self. One's self truly is the what is. I am what is. You are what is. All are what is. The ability and tendency of the what is to manifest as duality causes or creates the sense of I and you or other. Belief in the sense of I being one body and you being another body strengthens a sense of separateness. creates friction, desire, attraction, repulsion, and a sense of forgetting the what is, which is the all-encompassing wholeness. When the wholeness is perceived, the itemized forms of thought, concrete or abstract or actual, they vanish. When belief in forms, thoughts, differences manifest, the what is appear to be hidden, leaving aside all appearances, all movements. The what is in clear, non-conceptual, non-phenomenal recognition of itself. Therefore now, the what is only being and abiding in itself. These words speak into the mind, enables the, removes confusion or doubt, and reveals the what is to be the single and only reality in contemplation of itself, which is its eyes joy. Let's know this now. Inside, cannot be called inside now, because there are no walls, there's no markers for inside or outside. Therefore the term inside or outside does not exist in the what is. No shape stick to the what is, therefore they don't belong. They have no essence in them. They're only a momentary appearances in the what is. From the intelligence that arises in the what is, these things are discerned. And this seeing is a sign of the sentience and the intelligence of what is. What knows this is the what is. If this can be said as knowledge, the sense of I and you are only the what is. Intrusions, which can only be apparent and not true, when there are no sense of thoughts personal, a joy is arising, just like the fragrance that arises from a flower. This joy is not unlike peace. It is not unlike love or space. It is infinite. It is one with one with the what is, like the smell of a flower, and the flower are one. What is being pointed out now never passes, never comes or goes. It is a continuous stream of fragrance that pours out from and into, by and to the what is itself. This fragrance, this perfume, this smell, and its source, the flower, they are one. The smell is enjoying the flower, and the flower is enjoying the smell. They are one. This is the supreme. And whatever manifests inside is called the creation. Or you may call more truthfully the creating, the manifesting, the projecting forward and into. The unchanging is the supreme. The self. The God, the truth, ultimate reality, pure unborn awareness. All words and all concepts merely point to, intuitively to, that awareness. They are not a meaning of awareness, for awareness is without meaning. It is the wholeness. Joy arises and fills the manifest, fills the forms. Gives a sense of happiness to the manifestation. The play of individuality. Full, 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 empty, empty, empty. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.